Good evening and welcome once again to KDCR Sports. Joined tonight by Christian Zylstra. I'm Derek DeVries with you. And we're here to bring you GPAC quarterfinal action in volleyball after what's been a packed day of North College sports so far. And it hasn't really been one that has been too bad for today. In fact, it's been a good one so far. In cross country, the women get first at the GPAC championships, so congratulations to them. We'll be heading to nationals. In men's cross country, they took sixth place. And then just to wrap up the air stuff real quick before we talk about tonight's matchup, football loses today at Hastings, 62-31. Women's basketball wins against Graceland, 87-73, and the men lose at Valley City State, 82-76. So they go 0-2 in North Dakota this weekend. Joined by Christian Zylstra, I'm Derek DeVries, and we're back to postseason play here in volleyball, and I guess, first of all, what an exciting week it's already been for the volleyball team to get us to this point.
Yeah, they've had a really good season thus far, one of the best really in school history, and it's kind of all characterized by that one week where the team is the number one team in the country, and then top Midland, number two on the road, and that's really typified the team that we have this year. Georgia has a lot of potential, and if they win this game, odds are they're going to get a bye into the pool play round, which will be big. They'll be able to host the Sioux City, not just the host tournament game, and that's what the goal is really today.
And what a huge game it was on Wednesday against Northwestern here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. And it was a thrilling game, certainly, as Dort won 3-2, but that fifth set was back and forth. Dort led 10-5. And then Northwestern came back, took the lead 12-11, I believe, and had a match point, but wasn't able to take advantage of a couple. And then Dort came back and got the win. And Dort's the one seed now as a result here as we face the GPAC tournament. And Northwestern would have, I believe, been the one seed if they would have won. And instead, they find themselves as the fifth seed, and they're on the road tonight at Concordia. So Dort would have been fourth if they would have lost, so they still would have posted a game tonight. But as a result, they're playing College of St. Mary tonight, who is 12-16 coming into today, 3-13 their GPAC record, whereas Dort was 23-4 in the regular season, 14-2 in the conference. So obviously, College of St. Mary is not the same team as Concordia, who Dort would have been playing. So that's a positive for the team, but obviously College of St. Mary is playing for their season tonight, so you have to face that, and it's not going to be easy for Dort, but I agree with you, if they can get the win tonight, they're looking like they have a pretty good chance to be able to make pool play in nationals, which is the ultimate goal.
Yeah, and the goal at the beginning of the season was making nationals. The team knew they had the ability to. Last season, by Dort standards, was a little bit of a disappointment. They didn't make it to nationals, but this year's different. This year they have a chance to make a big run. At least they've never made it past the quarterfinals before, and they have a chance to really make it to the final day of the tournament this year. And so we got a lot to play for, but again, you have to take it one match at a time. College of St. Mary, like you mentioned, playing for their season tonight. If they lose, they're done on the year. So their first season in the GPAC, they're looking to get a tournament win, and it's not going to be easy, but it's one that the defenders have the potential to make it.
And you can't overlook this game, but if Dort's able to win, how huge is it if they get the one seed? So they will be hosting every game they have in this tournament if they continue to win all the way to the final. I mean, that's a huge home advantage. We saw the DeWitt on Wednesday after that Northwestern game, and now on this Saturday night, get things going. The other GPAC quarterfinal games all start tonight. We'll try to get score updates on those throughout the night and see how those are going as well. The number two seed Midland is hosting number seven Doan. The three seed Hastings is hosting number six Briar Cliff. And the four seed is Concordia, as I mentioned, hosting the Raiders. So Northwestern had to travel to Seward, Nebraska tonight, despite having a chance at taking first in the tiebreakers, or at least being co-champions if they would have won that thriller against Dort on Wednesday.
Well, and that really personifies the GPAC conference this season. I mean, you have the top four or five teams ranked, and then you have Doan in sixth as receiving votes. I mean, the GPAC is the best conference in volleyball this season. I don't think it's close. And so for Dort to not only clinch a share of the title, but to clinch the outright title or that win on Wednesday, just tells you how good this team is, how well they've played all season, and the potential that they have to be good.
And there's a big break, too. If Dort loses tonight, we're assuming Dort will make nationals. I mean, whether it's pool play or that first round, Dort will make nationals. If they lose tonight, there is a really long break until national play. December 1 is when that would begin, and we are on November 7th. So that's about almost a whole month.
It's a long ways away, and so you want to keep playing these good teams, continue to grow. Yeah, you made it this far, but there's always room for growth and improvement. And Coach Hansel will tell you that there are always things they can work on and get better at, and that's part of what the goal is today. You don't want to just win in advance. That is the end goal, but you're supposed to get better as you move along, and I think that we'll see some of those tests today. They do have to avoid a little bit of an emotional letdown after that game today against Northwestern. That was this week. That was only a couple days ago. So look to see how the team comes out in the first set, because that could only set the tone for the rest of the match.
And College of St. Mary wasn't an easy win for Dort when they played him in the regular season. A 3-1 win for Dort. And part of that was it came on the road, and it was at the end of a brutal week where Dort played 3 games in 3 days, I believe. They went up to North Dakota, and then they had to go play College of St. Mary, or 3 games in 4 days. So it was not an easy stretch for them.
No, it was not easy. It was hard, and I think they really grew from their trip.
So we'll see what we have in store. Time now for the anthems and such. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes with GPAC quarterfinal action. We're back now for GPAC quarterfinal volleyball as we are just about ready to get underway between the Dort College Defenders, the one seed in the tournament, as they have won the GPAC regular season title, and the College of St. Mary Flames, a new member of the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year, as this is actually their first year in the conference, but it's going to be first welcome to the conference for them to postseason play, because Dort College isn't going to be an easy one. The Dort needs to make sure they show up, as we talked about. So we're ready to get underway right away. And first to take the serve is Elaine Kramer for the Flames. Serve over the net, handled by Jansen, set up by Gaysink, spike down, and a good dig intent. Set back up now as the Flames keep it alive. Handled by Jansen, set up into the air by Gaysink, horseman onto it, and she spikes over the ball by Mallory Babbage. Doesn't quite land in play, and Norka takes the first point of this one, and a quick early lead for the Defenders.
I said there by Gaysink, and this spike by Horseman was initially blocked, but I'm just not able to get to it.
Shirt goes over, brought over by Babbage, blocked down by Elizabeth Keel, and Jenna Horseman was in the ball as well. Quick 2-0 lead for Dort College as Grants are back to serve once again. Main thing for College St. Mary will be to stay in this right away, because if things get out of hand, it won't be good for him. There's another block by Elizabeth Keel. Anyway, it's in play, and Dort is up to a good start.
Well, when he dropped out the start, it would be huge. It would really set the tone for how Dort would play in this game, coming off that one was impressive.
Serve over the net from Grinstra. Handled now, tipped over the top by Lindsay Figenshu. And now it finds its way to Moss, who spikes it, and it's off of the arms, and it's a kill for Haley Moss. And Dort up to a great start, 4-0 now the score, and a timeout called by Coach Samantha Hammond. Dort on fire early, 4-0 in set one. Dort off to a red hot start, 4-0, and already a timeout called by College of St. Mary as Dort's had complete control. I mean, they haven't given up a point yet, but we just started the game, but it's exactly what Coach Sid Hansen wants.
It's really been an ideal start for the Defenders. Things couldn't really start much better. Already 4 points and serving here, trying to grab a 5-0 lead early.
Served by Granstra as we're back underway. Handled by Gofta. Haley Gofta then tipped over the top, and it's poked up into the air. Jansen runs for it, but looks like it is. And we'll get it, and it's first point of the game for College of St. Mary. Back to serve now is the libero, Haley Gofta. And Gofta will serve. Handled by Horseman, set up into the air by Gaysink over towards Keel. She spikes one, but it's blocked, and fans in play. A block for Alexis Anderson, and the Flames take another point. 4-2 our score in set number one, Dort College in the lead. Gofta with a long serve. That one just stayed in, but it wasn't handled great. It's pushed over the top by Granstra from the back line. Now tipped over the top by Anderson. And now a spike. Jansen handles it. And it lands on the line as Gaysink is setting it on for the aggressive attack from the side. Lands it in, and Dort takes the point.
wonderful fight there by the defenders to keep that ball alive, and then good read by Gibson there to play that one over into that far back corner.
Served by Abby Pelema. Set now by Young. And a good dig by Pelema. Set up the top by Gasing. Flames now on the attack. The kill is blocked by Emma Altma, but it went out of play after the attempt by Babich. And I believe it's landed on the play. Coach Hansen thought it was ruled in by the line judge, but that is not the case, so it will be the Flames point. And 5-3 our score. Dort still in the lead.
Good decision there by Cassidy Young at the last second throwing her arm back. She was going to try to keep that one in play and realize where she was positioned.
Jansen now bumps up the serve, finds its way to Keogh. She's blocked though, and it's a block for Alexis Anderson. So the Flames responding after the timeout. They've scored 4 of the last 5 points. And now a serve goes well long. That was past the line by a good couple of feet, and Dort watches it sail out. And 6-4, our score is now Jill Scout enters the game to serve for the defenders.
You're obviously going to have errors along the way, but some errors go the way. They need to limit the errors. You can't give Dort College 3 points.
Scout with the serve, handled by Gofta. Set up now in the spike from the far side. Lead it with Speak and Shoe, handled by Dort, but it's back into the Flames area. Pushed over the top now, set up by Scout and handled by Gasing. And now Keel tips it back over. Couldn't get anything aggressive there. Gasing with another set. Finds its way over to Altna with the shot. Blocked back into Dort's half again. Keel will set it up for Altna this time. And Altna puts it in as it was off the arms of Babich, but she had no chance to handle that one. And a kill for Emma Altna.
The second time's the charm there. And Altna has been huge for the team this year. The middle hitter, the freshman from Shoe Center. He really made a difference on this Dort squad.
Babich now looks to come back. Excuse me, that's Alexis Anderson. And she gets it with the right arm from the right side. No one was able to get there in time. 7-5, our score. Dort still in the lead.
Well placed kill there. Right in between Jill Scout and Will Granstra. Was a little timid going after the ball. I'm not 100% sure anyone would have been able to get into it anyway.
Now we have an issue here. Not certain with that. I believe it's blood on Alexis Anderson. So that's going to have to get checked out. 7-5 our score right now, though, and 1. And a reminder of the other games. Midland is hosting Doan right now. Hastings is hosting Briarcliff. And then Concordia is hosting Northwestern. So those are the games that are being the other ones we're keeping an eye on. If the winner of this game will play the winner of Concordia and Northwestern. If Dort wins, they'll be here in Sioux Center at DeWitt Gymnasium. If College of St. Mary wins, they'll be at the winner of the Concordia-Northwestern game. But it just goes to show you, there's a ranked team in every single one of those games, and the Concordia-Northwestern game features 2 ranked teams.
Well, and it's remarkable. I mean, you can win this quarterfinal match here, and your semifinal match is still going to be against a ranked team. Concordia very good this year, and Northwestern obviously a tough team.
Timeout on the floor for the injury. Back in 30 seconds, 7-5. Dort in the lead in set 1.
I really like the
We're back after the timeout. 7-5 our score. Dort College in the lead. And that timeout was due to some blood on Alexis Anderson to the Flames. So we're ready to get play underway now. It'll be a serve for College of St. Mary. Aisha Jansen will be the one to serve. College of St. Mary, new to the GPAC this year from Omaha, Nebraska, in their first GPAC postseason game, and they get Dort College in Sioux Center to face as Elizabeth Keel gets the set on the right side from Mason Kent gets the kill, and Dort College back in service.
Nice kill by Keel, you mentioned not an easy opponent for College of St. Mary in their first ever GPAC postseason game.
Aubrey Drake into the game to serve now for Dort. Drake, a freshman out of Rock Island, Illinois. And it wasn't handled easily by College of St. Mary. Sent over. Deflects off the top of the net. Set up by Gasing. Now Granstra with his shot. That's blocked as well. Sent over the top now by Anderson. Handled by Scouten. Set up by Gasing to Altna. Altna tips it over with the left hand. And she's fine in the middle of the court. No one was able to reach to it in time. About 3 or 4 players stretched out for that one. But couldn't get it. Nice winner there by Altna.
Not a great set there, but good adjustment by Altman in there to reposition herself in this game.
Serve now by Drake. Long one handled though by the Flames. Sent in, dug up by Jansen. Finds its way over to Altman, but her shot goes long and out of play. College of St. Mary now will take service. Excuse me, they're saying that was deflected. I didn't see that. So my apologies for that. I sent it well along, but deflection is ruled, and I wasn't the only one. College St. Mary sent a player out there to be subbed, as that serve wasn't handled easily now either by the Flames. Goes all the way back, handled by Jansen, over the top, fell and poked over. And on to the board by Anderson as it just reached over the top of the net before Gasing could get a set onto it. He slammed it back down into Dort's zone. Service now to Anderson, who just won the point. And it's handled by Drake. Tipped up now to Altman. She goes to the kill and puts it over onto the far side. And Altman with another kill. An 11-6 our score. Dort in the lead by 5. Service by Summer Jansen. And it goes towards the top of the net, poked up by Granstra, and then swatted at by Horseman, but it's handled by the Flames. A shot from the far side, and I believe that was Elaine Kramer who got onto that one. Let's go on the left side, and it's a kill for her. Service now will be handled by Cassidy Young. Young is Salt Jr. out of Omaha, Nebraska. Handled by Horseman, set up by Gasing, over towards Granstra, but that one's blocked as well. Set up now by Young, and that shot attempt by Kramer is deflected, and so it's another point for the Flames. They're hanging tight with Dort after being up 4-0. 11-8 the score. Another serve coming from Young. This one handled by Scouten, but it's too far. Tried to crush it back up the net, then Pikachu, but wasn't able to do so. Now it's poked over top by Babbage. Popped up by Jansen, handled by Horseman to Granstra, and Granstra nearly had a runner, but it's handled by the Flames. They'll go again now as Casing is going to use the set instead to spike it over herself on the second shot, but hit the net in the process and gave the point over to the Flames.
Good idea, okay. Carmen Gerson just smacked another net violation there, and so 11-9 was
service handled, finds its way to Horseman. That one blocked again, though. The Flames have been on top of it so far. Babbitt's now with one, and that's blocked by Horseman. Thought it could land it, but the Flames are able to handle it. Now Gasing has a tough time handling that, has to send it over. Another shot, blocked up by Drake, all the way back. She'll try to play it over, but was fading away from the far corner and wasn't able to get it over the net. And it's 11-10, the Flames hanging tight in this first set.
That's a losing at 4 points. The St. Mary doing a good job responding. They're trailing by one now and continuing to go forward.
Service handled by Drake. Set up by Gasing, but no one is ready for it. And Gasing throws the way to the ball first. There's frustration there, and Dort gets up another point, and we're tied at 11. The Flames haven't divided this one so far, but they have a chance now on this serve. Sent over again by Young, handled by Scouten. Set up by Jansen. I know it just have to be roll shot over from Granstra. Flames now send it across, blocked, and it will land out of play as Jason McGranson tried to get the ball on Kramer, but it's killed for her, and the Flames in the lead, and a timeout called by Coach Chad Hansen. A rally by the Flames, they lead 12-11 in the first set.
You're in the
12-11 our score in the first set in the College of St. Mary Flames on the top of Dort College. After Dort had the first 4 points, the Flames have responded well, and now a timeout called by Coach Chad Hansen. Regroup a bit for Dort as they find themselves trailing early on. But in front of a pretty good sex crowd on Saturday night in the three-pack quarterfinal, we're back to get underway. Cassidy Young with the serve, handled by Scouten, set up by Gasing. Over towards Horseman on the left side, but handled again by the Flames. And now a shot is sent out by Granstra. She handles it now. Set from Gasing and Granstra with a shot on the right hand side, ties it back up. Gasing with the serve, pushed over to the left side, set up though by Jansen, now set over to Horseman, that one into the net though, and they do make the call, 4 hits on North College, and it's over to the Flames again.
Got the right call there, that's about set right into the net, kind of touched by the Flames.
There we go! Service again for the Flames now, handled by Granstra, set up by Gasing for Horseman on the left side, tried to spray it across, but unable to handle that one as Bailey blocked us. She does lead the team in digs per set, but couldn't do anything about that one, and we're tied again at 13. With Granstra back to serve for Dort College. Serves it across, and now it goes all the way to the far side, blocked by Moss, but handled easily by the Flames again. top, from Jansen. Set up, and now Ramstra with the roll shot over the top, just caught in front by the Flames. Played over the top again by Anderson. Over towards Keel now. She takes a shot. Blocked again, though. Flames will play it over with Aisha Jansen again. Set up now by Young over to the far side, and that was blocked for that. And then, of course, this from Grant, so a tough one for Aisha Jansen to handle, but they are able to play it across. Now Moss with the shot from the right side, partially blocked, handled by Jansen. Set up and now played over by Jansen, but blocked again by Moss. And now they're playing over. Probably would have been long, but Summer Jansen keeps it in. Haley Moss though tips it over, and no one's able to get there again. Nice defender by Moss. And it's 15-13, Dort College now up by two.
Good read there by Moss. It's the soft and play that one over right into the
service over the top now, reflected by a couple of players, and Dort's not able to play it over as both Keel and Horseman were going to just tip it over the top of the net, but a bit of miscommunication there, and neither end up doing so, and it goes all the way back to the Flames now.
You see both teams have a lot of miscommunication here early on.
Bailey got the to serve. Handled by Horseman, set up by Gasing for Moss, and Moss with the shot goes off the tape, and Ezra Moss goes wide all the way. Wide right for Moss and Moss, and it's tied again at 15, set number one. Two of the three sets scored one against College of St. Mary in their regular season match. The Flames scored 22, so they had some close sets, and it's nothing different here in set number one of the GPAC quarterfinal. Ball tipped over the top by Henderson. Now set by Gasing over towards Horseman, but off the tape and handled again by Gofta. Over to the center now for Keel, and she didn't hit that one right as it was a bit to her left, and hits it well long, and the Flames back in the lead again.
Through the first set to my natural close, the one that got so nearly won was 27-25, so it was a tight match pretty much throughout, and we're seeing that here early on.
Flames certainly starting off well, though, here in Sioux Center as they set handled. And it's killed down by Jennifer. I believe that might come up with third kill so far in this one. And we're tied again at 16. No problem for Horseman there. Service comes from the back by Palama. Hit the tape, but it is handled. And now a shot from the right side. Another kill for Alexis Anderson. And the Flames take the lead again. They're not playing like number 8 in the conference right now. They're playing very well. But then again, Dort would say they're not playing like the top team in the GPAC right now either. It's another one. Just went over the top of that. Anderson just had to poke it down. Did so. Gets the winner. Timeout by Coach Brad Hanson. Flames lead 18-16 and set number one.
For the latest.
Back underway in set number one. Service is handled. Now it's with the Flames again. Shot from the far right side. And another kill for Anderson. And that's the first one set. Handled now on the back by Babbage. Eventually, Grandstra handles it. It's over to the left side now. Oh, nice! Off the hill on the left hand side. And 19-17, our score with the Flames lead by two. Service back with Dort College, and Jay Skelton will handle it for the defenders as they try to recover here after they've used both their timeouts now. Skelton with the serve, and it's into the net. Hasn't been poked over, and it does go over outside. Restrictions now, and Dort College takes that one as well. It's a one-point game. They can tell things are a bit at nerves right now for the defenders. Didn't think they'd be trailing by three this late in the first set, I'm guessing. Scout with the serve over the top, set up by Young. And now, a shot from the left-hand side by Gofta, and Jansen couldn't get there in time. And the Flames getting maybe too close to taking set number one. Aisha Jansen with the set, and it was a tough one for Gasing to handle up the net. Now Holton plays over off the top of the net, though, and it's handled again by the Flames. On the left-hand side, a shot blocked by Kramer, handled, though, by Brandstra. And just wait, Holton now. That one, though, blocked by Gofta again. Ball played over the top. Set up now towards Keel. Brandstra comes to save the day and just pushes it over from the back. Now she couldn't recover, though, and gets to the far
corner in time as another winner in the Claims League 21-18 in second.
Service coming from Aisha Jansen. And about the defenders to the left side, Goldman, she's able to get the kill. She was there to try to block it. But the 5'6" center couldn't do so much.
There's the strong spike from Ultima again. And the kill for the defenders who are going to have to try to find an answer. They want to take this first set.
Service again from Aubrey Drake. Set up towards the center, poked over the top by Anderson. Now saved by Drake. Shot from long. Good grand slam. That was deflected and sent it well wide. Flames couldn't recover and dart back with them one now. 21-20, they trail. Defenders trying to tie it up on this point. Served from Drake. Set up to the left side, and a shot by Kramer, and it's off of Drake, who couldn't handle it, and then went all the way back, and the Flames score again there on the kill from Elaine Kramer. 22-20, out to St. Mary in the lead. Service from Alexis Anderson coming. Third handled by Skelton, set up by Gasing to the far side. Now for Branson, she gets another kill. Branson is setting up here at the end of the set for those college, but the defenders still need to get this game tied. Chance to do so here, though, with center Jansen about to serve, down by one. Serve was not handled well. Aisha Jansen had it go straight off her. Armson straight out of play, and Dort's tied with that 3-point. 22-22, now in set number one.
Now a little bit of a gift there.
Now another one. It was a tough one for them to handle, and Silver with throw on the left side. Now Horseman takes a shot. But that one blocked by the Flames. Granster gets the top of the net. He gets the kill, and Dort's out. Thanks to the lead. 23-22 the score. It's still anyone's set at this point. The Dort's been able to recover and score the last three points. Serve over the top. Brought over to the left side for Kramer. And that one goes wrong as well. And it was deflected, but it's not going to matter. So Flames, off of that block, or excuse me, off of that kill, have tied it up at 23 apiece. Could have called a timeout after they went down one, but Coach Samantha Hammond wanted to see the Flames play this one out. Now tied at 23 all. Shot played over the top by Granson. Set up to the left side for Kramer. And Kramer is able to get the kill. As Granson might have kept it alive, but it didn't matter as no one got the player for the second shot to Dort. And now it's set point for college to St. Mary. They lose 24-23. Scouting had a tough time handling that one. They said for Granstra. Granstra hits it at Goffa. Hasn't been cleared, and now it goes out. He's looking over the net. And Horseman just had to watch it go. And we'll be going past 25 in set number one. We said they were close, and this one is as close as it can get.
That's been a set of runs. Dort looking for one more Anderson.
Shot from the left hand side, and it's a kill. I believe that might have been Dick Kelly on the left side. That's it for the win that one. Glenn Kramer back to serve though, and it's set point number two now for the Flames.
Not a whole lot of chance could do there. That ball was going to land in. Jansen just trying to take it and keep it alive.
Jansen handles the serve. Gasing over to the left side. Now Horseman. Horseman just tip it over the top. Chance for the Flames to win the set here from the left side. But the shot goes far wide. They thought maybe it was deflected, but not much of a chance to get that ball. And we're tied again at 25 all.
And that's where the College of St. Mary and a fifth lead to take it. They have second set.
Granster serve off the top of the net, but it gets over. Onto the left side now, handled by Jansen. Granster will tip it up, and Horseman will play it over the top. Set now by Young, behind her to Babbitt. And that one is handled by Granster, but it skies over the net and well out of play. And it's another set point coming to the lead. Set point number three for the College of St. Mary. As you said, these are chances they can't let go past, and now this is their third opportunity to win set number one. Handled by Horseman, set by Gasing to the right side for Keel. But that one's handled again. Young now right to Anderson, and it's handled, and it's not handled by their corner completely, though. It's Jansen got a touch, and set number one goes to the College of St. Mary. The Flames come in to this CPAC quarterfinal, and they take set one, 27-25. It's going to be a lot of work for Dort College to advance in the GPAC tournament, and they now find themselves trailing by one set to start things off. We're back now for set number two. Dort College, surprisingly, I should add, beaten in set number one, 27-25. And College of St. Mary has come to play here in Tucson on this Saturday night.
Yeah, they're seeing it on the line. They're laying everything out there. And they won 27-25. That was the score of the one set they won last time. They And so both sets could be the name of the game tonight, and Dort's going to have to battle and find a way and answer. They are still planning to try and get that opening round bottle and make pool play, no guarantees.
Alexis Anderson and Elaine Kramer each with 6 kills in that first set, so they were the main leaders of the attack for College of St. Mary, which was pretty impressive. Dort College has just not been able to get much so far. Come on, another 6 kills and 5 for Dort Grand Slam. Over to the left side, batter time, and it's blocked by Haley Moss. And Dort takes the first point of this set as well. We know we're at least going to 4 sets now tonight. Grand Slam Moss with a nice combination there to block that one down the middle of the college.
Served over the top, handled now by Jansen. Set over to the left side, and putting it into the net is Horseman. She can't get around that one, and now playing 6 service tied early on, 1-1. Serve over the top. Now a handle by Dort. The shot from the left side by Horseman. The dug up by Gavka. Now a shot from the right side. And so Aisha Jansen took that shot from the left side and hit the top of the net. Kind of spun over to the far right side. And there was nothing Dort to do about that in the end. And so it's a 2-1 lead for the Flames. Serve coming. Handled there by Drake. Wasn't supposed to be handled though. Now a shot from the left side. Bleeds through for Horseman. And it's a kill for her. Dort Grand Slam will take the first service for Dort. It's 2-2 our score early on. Dort Grand Slam though has to serve, go straight through the net, and that gets it right back over to College of St. Mary. And those are mistakes Dort eventually is not going to be able to afford in this one. It's partially what cost him set one. Bailey Gopka will be the one to serve this, a freshman from Council Bluffs, Iowa. Handled by Jansen, now set to the far side, and that one for heel is deflected. And not well wide, but just deflected off the net, nothing more, and so it's point again for the Flames, and they lead 4-2.
Part of this same area, they came to play the
They certainly did. This is a spirit of performance the Flames are playing together as Moss now takes the top of the center and put it into the bottom corner. As now Patty Colonel will check in to serve.
And that's one of the few balls that's down its way past all of the players and players on the
Serve not handled easily there for Paige Indra, but it's enough to be pushed over. Now Moss has to set it up, and Dort just has to push it over the top as well. Set up from Young to the far side. Shot by Babbitt. That one popped up, though. Now Dort on the attack from the left side. Altna pokes it over the top. Just rolls over. Young sets it up for Jansen. Handled by Gaysink now. And a shot from the center by Keel, but we keep going. On the far side now, it's Babbitt, so she's in to get the winner on the far side. Mallory Babbitt leads this game in kills per set. He's able to get that one as well for the Flames. 5-3 the score early on in set number two. College of St. Mary in the lead after taking set number one as well. That serve just barely handled by Jansen. It's sent over by Dort, but it was wide at the marker. And so it's another point to the Flames. That one was on the serve, but Dort initially didn't handle well, but just set them up for chaos there. Another serve, but that one went straight for the net for Babbitt, so it was short all the way. Is it back over to Dort?
We'll see if Dort can string a couple of points to get by their own now. It's called the same here. Coming out firing again here in the second set.
Serve handled. Over to the left side now, and it's blocked by Gaysink, but it goes too far. Just past the red line, and it's another point for the Flames.
As now the serve will be taken. I believe we've partially resolved our technical difficulties we're having going on, so We'll try to get that fixed, but I think we have made a slight change that's a little bit better. As another point, one for the Flames now. 8-4, the score. College of St. Mary is in the lead.
But we are no Mike Biker. And
we're just trying to replace as well we can. And right now, Dort's in a real tough time so far. They find themselves showing set two as well, and now that shot from Altner goes long as well and well wide, and 9-4. You can feel the momentum for College of St. Mary starting to build. They win set one, they lead this one by five, and Dort's got to get a hold of things, or they'll be finding themselves out of the G-Bag tournament way sooner than they wanted to be.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of Hastings a couple weeks ago.
That's very true, as it's set by Gasing to the left side for Altma, and this one gets past Babich, since she wasn't able to handle it. It's a kill for Emma Altma. Now 5-9 to score, but Dort Cell trails by quite a bit. Aubrey Drake to serve. Serve from Drake coming. And that one handled by Jansen. Set over to the left side now for Kramer, and she's able to get the winner, Elaine Kramer. For the Flames, she's been the best attacker for them so far tonight, and gets another one there. Alexis Anderson now to serve for College of St. Mary. Serve from the left-hand side, handled by Drake, all the way back towards Jansen. Now set over the top by Stoughton. Handled by College of St. Mary again. Shot over the top by Kramer. Set up by Gasink. Now to the left side for Altman, and she'll take the shot, but that's blocked easily by Babich. Another shot dug up by Drake. Set now to Granstra. Granstra tried to pick out a spot. Couldn't do so. Now it's poked over the top, and it's a winner. I believe that was Cassie Young who got into that one and played the shot over, and it's another winner for the Flames.
That is College of St. Mary. Team's remarkable, continuing the fight, and who would have thought they'd be up 6 points in the second set after winning the first one?
I think the glowing smile on Coach Samantha Hammond's face shows it too. They didn't necessarily expect to start this well. Dort with another error, taken away. Timeout by Coach Chad Hansen. Dort trails 12-5 in set number two of the GPAC quarterfinal. We're back now as the set is underway. 12-5 our score. College of St. Mary in the lead after the timeout by Dort College. Can't handle that one though, as Babich and Young fought after it. And it goes to Dort College out of the timeout. But 6-12, Dort trails in set number two, and they were already beaten in set number one. Serve goes over the top, handled easily by the Flames. Shot from the left-hand side, and it was out for Elaine Kramer as that one went into the tape. Never went over the top. Hammond trying to propose that was blocked, but it didn't look like it got over the net at all, and so it's a point to Dort College.
Yeah, the College of St. Mary coaches aren't happy, but I think it's the right call by the officials. It didn't look like it was touched at all. Kind of hit, the ball just reached into that white tape, and the rest of it was kind of in the netting, so I think it's the right call, and Jordan needs a call, frankly, as well, trailing 12-7 here in the second set.
I just say, you never would have guessed this would happen. Dort was not thinking that they would have this big of a fight, probably, and it's showing as College of St. Mary has come ready to play, certainly. There's no way to rule that out. And, of course, there's the other games going on right now. We'll try to get a check on those other games as well, especially the one that impacts the winner of this game, as that's what's very important. And Northwestern took the first set 25-13 against Concordia, a dominant effort against the Bulldogs in set number one. They are trailing set number two right now, but as a result, that means Northwestern took that. And now after talking with the official, they're going to overrule what's been called. And Coach Hansen can't really believe it, and I don't blame him.
It looked like it was the original right call, and the coaching staff of College of St. Mary, I guess, very persuasive, but Coach Chad Hansen is perplexed, can't understand why College of St. Mary is awarded. The point here is it looked like the Flames hit it straight into the net, and then it dropped down on their own side.
In one of the other games, Midland has taken set number one against Doan is who that would be. So Midland, the top seed, took that. And now the other referee is going to talk with the official ref and try to overrule this. I really don't understand why this is occurring. I mean, you had
just
the
go to the original call. At this point, when nobody really knows anymore, you got to go with called on the floor.
I agree, certainly. And that's what's possibly being done right now. We're not really sure, as the referees are both discussing.
It's certainly an interesting case, though. I don't know if I've ever experienced something like this in sports. You have calls overturned after all the officials get together and talk about it, but to have it overturned and it's actually going to stay point for College of St. Mary. So interesting overturn there. Not really sure what the officials talked about, but in the end, College of St. Mary awarded the point and they're going to have a service.
Coach Chad Hansen's not pleased about it, and he's not the only one in the gymnasium that has that thought as well. Play ready to resume after all of that. This set, serve, excuse me, handled by Dort, and now a shot by Horseman is blocked on the right side by Babich. 14-6, College of St. Mary leads set number two.
I mean, this is just remarkable.
It's incredible.
You never pictured this coming into the game with Dort, with their track record this season, the way they've played.
Set now and poked over the top by Granstra. She's able to win it. Just poked it over the top with two blockers that were set up in front of her and gets the winner.
But at the same time, you can't get down. You got to keep fighting because you can't come back. And they haven't won this set yet.
It's over onto the right-hand side, blocked by Horseman, but it goes out. And so it's over to College of St. Mary once again. The Flames playing very well and being resilient, and Dort's got a lot of work to do. Excuse me, in this set. Serve handled. Gasing sets it back for Moss, and Moss with the kill in the center of the court. Now back to serve will be Brooke Granstra for Dort.
Incredible dip on that kill by Moss, just dropping in between five St. Mary's players. Wonderful job there by Haley Moss.
And now the serve isn't handled by Bailey Gofta, and those are the kind of points that are going to build some momentum here for Dort. As that serve, a free point basically for Dort. Granstra with another serve now.
Right now they can take all the free points they can get.
It's over on the left side for Aisha Jansen, and that shot goes just wide. Another point to Dort College.
The College of Mary needs to be careful. They can't let momentum snowball for the defenders.
And that serve's not handled well either for Paige and Jensen. Some loud roars from the crowd now. You can feel the momentum building for Dort. Timeout called by College of St. Mary. Dort does set number two, 11-15. We're back now in set number two. Dort College trails, but they do have a bit of momentum going on right now. 15-11 the score. College of St. Mary is in the lead, and they took set number one, 27-25. But Dort with a couple of 3 points given by the Flames, who couldn't handle some serves. And now Dort with a little bit of momentum, but as I said, still down by four.
Well, some of that momentum comes from errors committed by the Flames. They committed three of the past 4 points.
Play back underway. Set over to Moss on the right side. Gofta with the dig, but no one's able to clear it over. Trying to hit it over was Aisha Jansen, but she hit her own teammate, Lindsay Fugenshue, in the head, and as a result, it didn't get over the net, so it's another point for the defenders. You can feel the momentum starting to build. Serve over the top. Set up now by Yong to the left side, and she'll be called once again there. Ran into the net. And so that is 6 straight points for Dort College. They're still down by 2, but a huge rally here. 15-13 the score. Yong with the set out of the serve. Handled easily by Dort again. You can feel the momentum building more. Onto the left side for Horseman, and that shot deflected, and it's another point for Dort College. 7 straight for the defenders now. And this is the team that won the GPAC in the regular season.
Yeah, this is the one that started the game, the first 4 points as well.
Over to the left-hand side, a shot by Kramer, and that's blocked by Horseman, and they're going to rule it out, as it looks like that one might land on the line, but it's going to be overruled and ruled out of play, so it goes to the Flames. But a good rally by Dort to chip away at that deficit. Bailey Gofta now with the serve for the Flames. Handed by Horseman, set to Gasink, back for Granstra, shot from the back, dug up though by the Flames. Played over by Jansen, but she hit it straight into the middle of the net. Wasn't able to execute that roll shot the way she wanted to, and service back to Dort with a chance to tie it. Serve from Abby Palema, just over the top of the net. Yong now plays it over to the right side for Alexis Anderson, and she gets the kill.
Anderson been very solid for the Flames thus far, and she's a big reason they won the first set and why they're still leading here in the second.
Serve coming from Mallory Babich, handled by Jansen. Now Gason glazed it off, trying to get to Moss, but was too far for her to reach, and it's another mistake, another error by Dort that gives a free point to the Flames.
Well, and you can't afford miscues at this point, trailing. You had to make a big run.
It's over to the left side for Altna, and she tried to play it along the side, but it's wide again, and so the real factor is, despite scoring seven straight, Dort was still trailing, and when they make these mistakes, they're trailing even more. Timeout call by Coach Chad Hansen, and the defenders trail 19-15 in set number two. Back in set number two, 19-15, our score. And the College of St. Mary Flames are in the lead, and they won set one, 27-25. The number eight seed in the GPAC tournament, giving Dort a real fight right now. And it hasn't been easy for Dort, but they have tried to recover. But now the last couple of points have gone the Flames' way, and they're only 6 points away from having a 2-0 set lead going into the break. Crowd trying to get behind Dort, though. The regular season GPEC champions, a conference with five ranked teams, and an easy kill there for Elizabeth Keel. Tons of wide open space, and not a very tough one for her to win there.
Now you can set up camp in between all the players there, and Elizabeth Keel easily picking it out and slamming it down.
Jill Scouten now with the serve. Just escapes over the net. Pushed over the top by Anderson, and now Gasing looked to win a point with the set over the top, but the Flames saw it coming. Now a shot from the left side by Altna, and that one lands on the back line as Altna just got that one right. And now Dort back down by two, 19-17. Serve coming from Jill Scouten once again. It's over to the left side now. Aisha Jansen tried to play it forward, put it into the net though again. And now 19-18, the lead just one for the College of St. Mary. And it might be just a quick enough recovery in time for Dort to be able to take set number two, despite being down by as much as eight. That ball hanging on the top of the net now, blocked by Gasing, handled though by the Flames. It'll be played over by Babich. Dug by Granstra. Now Scouten plays it over, and Granstra just has to bump it over the top. Over to the far side for Anderson now. Off the net, handled by Jansen. Now a shot from the left side for Altna, and that one pushed up into the air by Indra, but kept alive, and Indra will play it over. Another set now, and Gasing, instead of setting up for someone, went with the aggressive move there and attacked the corner, and she's able to do so successfully. Dort has tied it at 19, and the crowd's into it as well. Timeout called by College of St. Mary, 19-19 in set number two. We're back now in set number two, 19-19. Timeout's gone for both sides, so we'll get to the end of this one. And it could be a potentially huge set. If the Flames are able to sneak out with this one, 2-0 would be their lead going into the break. And that's a tall feat for anyone to handle, including the GPAC champs in Dort College, if it gets to that point. Serve from Scouten, not handled easily, but it is now corralled by Jansen, plays it over the top. Keel now with the shot for Dort. Bumped up into the air, into the center for Anderson. Anderson pushes it over, but Dort keeps it alive with Altna on the left side. Shot now, that's blocked though, and pops back up into the air by Anderson. It'll be played over by Jansen again. Gasink now sets it up, and it's handled by Keel, but blocked again. Now Gasink with the aggressive move again, but the Flames saw it coming, and now Aisha Jansen tried to pull it over, and it's blocked by Jimmy Gasink, lands in play, and Dort College finds themselves in the lead now, 20-19.
Well, quite the involvement from Gasink there, and several times involved to getting the block and earning a point for Dort College.
Shot played over the top by Anderson. Over to the left side for Altna now. And that one is straight into the hands of Paige Indra, and she couldn't handle it either. And Dort College now up by two, maybe on their way to a very momentum-building win in set number two.
Momentum shift. That's what this set is, and we're seeing it in action.
You have to believe the home crowd is helpful, too. It's another block now for Jamie Gasink. Also by her was Liz Keel, but Dort taking control of this one. They trailed, I believe,
they trailed by eight. Yeah, so we're 11-point swing right now. Dort up 22-19 and only 3 points away from taking the second set and tying it up 1-1.
I believe it was 14-6. So since then, Dort's taken 16 of the last 21 points. And obviously that is a big swing, as you said. But College of St. Mary finds themselves only down by three. Shot played over the top. Diving forward is Skelton, and she couldn't get there. And it's another winner for the Flames. So still hanging tough. But 22-20, Dort leads set number two. Aisha Jansen, the 5'9 senior out of Columbus, Nebraska, to serve for the Flames. That one just got over, and as a result, it was a tough one for Jansen to handle. Couldn't quite reach it, and her touch went well wide after she made contact, and it's an ace for Jansen. Aisha Jansen, that is, and 22-21 the score. Dort's lead just one. Another serve coming. This one popped up into the air by Granstra. Gay single set for Altna. Altna shot from the left side. Handled though by Gofta. Now it's popped up, and Babich plays it over the top. Gasink with it in the center of the court. Back for Keel. And Keel's shot just goes long. And now we're tied again at 22 to all. Three straight points for the Flames.
Yeah, some more errors. And all of a sudden, College of St. Mary with a chance to go back ahead and grab what really could be a crucial second set for them.
Jansen to serve. Poked up by Granstra. Gasink now sets it over to the left side for Altna. That one handled, though, by Babbitt. Over to the right side. Anderson pushed it over for the far corner. Diving. I believe that was Granstra, and Dort's able to get it over the net as a result, but still on the defensive side of things. As a shot's taken by Anderson, she puts it into the gap in between Granstra and Jansen. Four straight points, and the Flames in the lead now.
Another momentum shift. It's a roller coaster second set, up and down, and it could be the rest of the way through the match.
Aisha Jansen to serve. Handled by Jansen. Summer Jansen, that is, for Dort. Shot from the left side for Altna. Is kept alive and now played over the top. Good work by the Flames. But now another attack by Dort. Keel slams that one home from the center. Wasn't going to miss that one. And we're tied now at 23-all.
Good communication by Keel and Casey there, talking back and forth to each other and really setting up that kill.
Crucial point coming up. Aubrey Drake back to serve. It's handled by the Flames. Played over from Young to the left side for Kramer, and Kramer gets the kill as slamming into the scores table is Gasing. She was going to try to keep that one alive, but didn't have much of a chance to get there, I didn't think, and as a result, didn't either. And now it's another set point, this time in the set number two for the Flames, and they already lead one set to none. A crucial point coming up. The serve from Alexis Anderson. Handled by Skelton. Set now by Gasing to the right side, and that one blocked, poked up into the air, handled now, and it'll be played forward by Granstra, but it's kept alive by the Flames. Chance now to win it. They play a shot forward, kept alive by Drake, set now by Gasing, and it's a kill for both Granstra to keep set number two going, just as Dort did in set number one. At first, that is, the Flames can't take advantage of their set point, and now maybe Dort can make them pay here in the second set. Served by Jansen, handled by Young. And now it's over to the left side by Kramer, and she gets the kill. And it's another set point coming for the College of St. Mary.
Well, it took three set points in the first set, and College of St. Mary trying to do it a second set point here.
The serve from Castellon coming. Handled by Skelton, set now by Gasing to the far side for Altna, Horseman, and that one deflected kindly off of the top of the net and rolls over and lands in play. So tied again at 25.
Deflections and then that could be cool at times and a little bit there for the Flames, but the defenders gladly take the point to tie it up at 25.
Flames want another set point if they can. Shot over the top, handled by Summer Jansen, but now poked up into the air by Young. Played over to the left side, partially blocked, and now Jamie Gasing sets it forward for Granstra, but that one handled by the Flames. Gofta now sets it along for Babich. Babich's shot might be enough to win it. Gasing tries to keep it alive, does so, and then Summer Jansen had to play it over, but she didn't hit it clean, and it went wide, and now the play has resulted after Gasing somehow tracked down a very tough ball, and it's set point number three for the Flames, which is where they won the last set.
The second straight third set point, a set for St. Mary's.
Handled by Summer Jansen, played backward now, and Granstra with the shot perfectly into the far left corner. Hit that one well, and we're tied again 26-all. Now Dort needs to take command and get themselves a set point. They haven't had one yet in this game.
What a match.
It's been a highly entertaining one to end a exciting week of Dort sports. Serve gets over the top, played over to Babich, and Babich gets it again off of the deflection as it went wide, but didn't matter as it was partially blocked. Set point number four. Feel like a bit of a broken record, but Dort just can't take advantage after they get the game tied. Bailey Goff to the serve for the Flames. Handled by Jansen. Gasing sets it over to the left side for Horseman, and Jenna Horseman with another kill for Dort. Tied at 27. Neither team willing to go away in this one before we have the break.
Well, both teams playing at their peak right at this moment, and hard to string together multiple points in a row.
And the serve just goes long. It looked like it was maybe going to land in for Abby Palmer, but just passed. And that's a mistake Dort couldn't afford to do, as it's now the fifth opportunity for the Flames to win this set.
A fifth set point that tells you all you need to know about this match.
Gasing plays it forward to the left side for Altonine. She gets another winner for Dort. The kill by Emma Altma. Tied again at 28.
Dort got a prediction for how many points is going to win this set, Derek?
I don't know how it's going to go. If Dort can win one, I feel like they'll get the next one to win the set. The serve over the top by Skelton. Handled by Young. Now played to the right side. Anderson with the shot. Dug up by Skelton, though. And that's a miscommunication. And Summer Jansen just dives in time to get it over the top of the net. Aisha Jansen out with the shot. Blocked by Gasing. Tipped over by Young. Tipped up into the air by Summer Jansen. And as a result, Dort can't get there. And here comes another chance for the Flames to put this set away. Six set points is what we're at now for the College of St. Mary. Aisha Jansen with a 29-28 lead to serve. Handled by Skelton. Set up into the air by Gasing for Alton on the left side. And that one just dove and caught by Gofta. Now a shot goes through, and it's a kill for Elaine Kramer, 28-30. College of St. Mary takes set number two, and Dort has a lot of work to do to keep their GPAC tournament hopes alive. They find themselves trailing two sets to none to College of St. Mary. Back now in a couple of minutes with the break, but Dort trails 2-0. We're back here at DeWitt Gymnasium, and what a wild one it's been so far. It's not something we expected coming into this one for Dort College, as they find themselves trailing by 2-0. They've lost the first set 27-25 and the second set 30-28, and it's really nothing we saw coming.
Yeah, we talked before about how it could possibly be a 3 or 4 set match. Little did we know that College of St. Mary could be the winner there. Now if Dort's going to come back and win this match, they're going to have to do it in 5 sets. And you and I talked at the beginning of the broadcast and also in the latest timeout that maybe that Northwestern match was a little emotionally draining and the team would just come out a little flat. And I think we saw that. They started out well there, 4-0. But after that, College of St. Mary just took over. And it's similar to the Hastings match a couple weeks ago, where the other team is playing at incredible levels. College of St. Mary is playing possibly the best volleyball they've played all year. But at the same time, Dort is making several mistakes and errors at pivotal moments that are really contributing to this 2-0 deficit.
I was going to say, this isn't the team that won the GPAC. I think that's fair to say, and I think that's what Coach Hansen is partially telling them right now in the locker room.
But that's also worrying some then, because at Nationals later, which team are you going to get? Are you going to get a team that lost to Hastings 3-0 or lost the first 2 sets to College of St. Mary? Or are you going to get the team that beat the number 1 and 2 team in the Jeep or in the nation in the same week? I mean, it's a little bit of a mixed bag at this point, and that has to be a little worrying for Coach Hansen as well.
The other GPAC quarterfinal games, we'll get you updates on those in a moment, but let's step aside for now and get ready for what could be a wild second half, essentially, of this one as we get ready for set number 3.
When I was looking...
Get ready for what's going to be a wild set number 3. Dort College playing to keep their season hopes alive for 3.5 weeks until Nationals, but it would be a very difficult way to end their play until then. They lose the first 2 sets. In the other GPAC quarterfinal games right now, the 2-seed Midland leads the 7-seed Doan 2-0. The 3-seed Hastings leads the 6-seed Briarcliff 2-0. And then the winner of this game will face the winner of number 4 Concordia and number 5 Northwestern. And right now at the break, they're tied 1-1 apiece. So they're in a close one as well. But otherwise, if Dort's going to be able to keep their GPAC tournament going, they need to win 3 sets in a row now. So we're ready to get this third set underway, and we'll see what happens. For College of St. Mary, it's been a very good attack for them. They're led by Elaine Kramer, 12 kills for her so far through the first two sets. We're underway. The serve with the top by College of St. Mary. Grant Straw with the kill right away, and North College starting out on top. They've done that in every set, but you almost get the feel that something's going to be a little bit different here, at least in set number three.
I'm sure they talked about how plenty in the locker room, and I'm sure the message wasn't that kind of positive either.
Shot from the left-hand side, and it's a kill for Lindsay Feigenshu. She hasn't done a lot offensively so far for the Flames, but enough there.
Yes, she did plenty there for the Flames.
Enough to earn the point, which is really what matters, of course. Serve coming from Bailey Gofta. Pushed up by Jansen. Now over to the left-hand side for Horseman, and Horseman gets the kill for Dort College. Subs for both sides, and Abby Palomo now back to serve for the defenders.
And it's important for Dort maybe do a little bit of a run here early on to set a tone for this third set.
College of St. Mary plays a shot over the top. Babbage was really just trying to play it over, as it didn't really have a chance to get a spike onto it, and ended up playing it well wide and out of play. Point to the defenders, another serve now from Paloma. It's over to the left side for Aisha Jansen. Dug up, though, by Granstra, and now it's over to the left side for Altna, but her spike goes into the net. Has had a tough time getting around that set from Gaysink, and it's back to the Flames again. Mallory Babbage to serve, the senior from Omaha, Nebraska. Dug up by Jansen. Over to the right side now for Moss. Good dig. It's right back at Moss, though. Spikes it again, but it's handled by the Flames. Dort will go back to Haley Moss again, though, for a third time, and that shot goes wide left. The set was a little bit behind her, and we're tied at three.
When it's airs like these that help the Flames go on a run in the first two sets, and if Dort wants to stay alive, they're going to need to limit those miscues.
And nearly a miscue there, as Granstra had a tough time handling that serve, but then it fell towards Altman. She was going to try to shoot it over the top, but she hit the net. And so interference is called on her. Reached over the top of the net, and 4-3, College of St. Mary now in the lead. Shot played over, handled now to the center of the court for Keel, but that's dug up again. Shot played through, and I believe it was deflected. Wouldn't have mattered, though, as it landed in. I believe that was Babbage with the shot, and another point for the Flames, and you can feel they're starting to take that momentum again. Serve over the top, handled by Jansen, set by Gaysink, back towards Moss. That went off the net, dug up by Babbage. Now played it straight into the net, though, by, I believe that is Feigenshu on the far side. Regardless, it was straight into the net. Didn't have much of a chance there. Jill Scouten to serve now for Dort. Short one, dug up by Babbage, and now she'll play it over the top. Handled by Granstra, right towards the top of the net where Gaysink pokes it over. Now Aisha Jansen with the kill as the block for Gaysink goes wide again. At this point, you're feeling decently comfortable with it going every other point, but at some point, they're only going to be a few points away from winning this and sweeping Dort 3-0.
Well, and College of St. Mary continues to snowball momentum, so you have to be careful moving forward as that one out again. And another point for the Flames, so just like that, it's 7-4 here in favor of College of St. Mary in the third set.
That shot for Emma Altner went wrong. She was hoping for a deflection call, but there was none to come. As Aisha Jansen now serves it straight into the net. Half the points Dort has in this set, trailing 7-5, have come from service errors.
And that's really the only reason they're in this set early on and why Dort hasn't used a timeout.
Aubrey Drake to serve for Dort. It's a low one handled by the Flames onto the left side for Kramer now, and she gets another kill. She's played well so far today. Her kill percentage above 70% through the first two sets and doing well with a couple of kills already so far in set number three.
Several players for the Flames really stepping up this far.
And why went they with their season on the line? Alexis Anderson to serve. Handled by Scouten, tipped over by Gaysink, but read all the way by the Flames and handled again. Shot by Kramer, dug up though by Drake. It finds its way to Altner, roll shot over the top. Now behind her and a shot by Keegan Hoosh, but that one blocked by Dort, back to the flame zone. Dug up now by Jansen, finds its way to Grandstrand. She gets the kill in the center.
A big dig there by Jansen, and then a big kill by Grandstrand. We'll see if that gets a little momentum for the defenders.
Summer Jansen with the serve. Server is now set to the far side for Kramer. A good dig there by Drake, but it goes soaring into the student section as that one just had a lot of power behind it, and Drake couldn't get in front of it completely.
A lot of mustard on that, Sean. Went seven rows up in the student section for Dort College.
Serve handled now by Skelton, set by Gasing to the left side, and that one poked forward. Now it's up towards the center of the net. Played over the top by Grandstrand, but the attack now with Babich, and she's able to get the kill now on the right-hand side, and things starting to snowball away from Dort a little bit. 10-6, College of St. Mary in the lead.
The defenders are in trouble again here early in the third set, 10-6.
Serve handled by Skelton, played now to the center, and it's a kill for Brooke Grandstrand there, center. She's the one keeping their hopes alive right now, as that one was a tough kill for her, too, as the set was a good foot behind her, and she reached back to get into that one.
Grandstrand's played very well thus far, but the team just hasn't done likewise.
Another kill blasted, just keeping it alive is Jansen, and now it's a kill on the left side for the senior, Jenna Horseman. Horseman has been very active the last couple of weeks for the Dort team. Played a big role in that win against Northwestern on Wednesday.
Huge.
Now another one played towards Horseman. She just tried to keep it alive by throwing her right arm at it, but it went out as it crossed the net, and it's another kill, I believe, for Kramer. Service coming now from Elaine Kramer for the Flames, handled by Drake, but there's no one there to get to it on the other side of the court, and so it's an ace again.
And the communication just seems to be a little off for the defenders tonight as well. It's not that they aren't playing just to their potential, but they aren't talking quite as well out there.
The serve, barely handled by Drake. Tough one for her again. And now it's to Grantster in the center. And that one's blocked by Mallory Babich. 13-8. The Flames lead this one by five. Timeout by Coach Chad Hansen. Dort running out of time to come back in this one. Get the motivation going right now as Dort finds themselves trailing by five. And it's time running out on them. They trail 2-0, and they trail this set 13-8 to College of St. Mary.
Well, that was some pretty motivational music. Maybe we could get that playing in the duet, because right now, Dort just looking for anything to spur them forward and to slow College of St. Mary.
On the left side, Horseman with a shot. That one's blocked, though. It's over to the right side, pushed over by Moss towards the far corner, and that one escapes out as well. So another error by Dort College, and only 11 more points in College of St. Mary escapes the duet with a sweep.
Keyword there, another error.
Serve handled by Drake. Set over to the far right side for Grandstrand now. That one, though, dug up, finds its way towards Moss at the net. It's a battle there. Now Gasing sets it to the left side for Horseman. Horseman shot, though, into the net again. And once again, it's another one for the Flames. You see a lot of down faces, not only here in the gym, but on the Dort College bench. It's just not looking good right now at all for the defenders. Aubrey Drake now handles the next serve. It's over to the left side for Horseman. That one off the tape, dug up, though, by Gofta. Now it's over to the right side. A dig again, and some miscommunication. Dort just has to play it over, and Horseman does so. Handled by Babich, now set by Young, and that one just played over the top, poked backwards, and now it leads to the kill on the other side of things for Aisha Jansen. And just like that, timeout call by Dort College. Three more points by the Flames. 16-8, College of St. Mary in command. 16-8, our score in set number three. College of St. Mary leads Dort College, and they took the first two sets. Those ones were close, 27-25 and 30-28, and one that Dort just wouldn't give up until they eventually did. But this one's a different story. The Flames lead by eight, and Dort College is in a lot of trouble.
It's not pretty. Down eight here in the final set. Trailing 2-0. It's not going to be easy even for a great team. To score, to overcome this kind of deficit is hard. And we're going to see what this team's made of here the rest of this third set.
That serve barely handled by Drake. And now Dort just has to push it over again and can't get the attack going. Now the attack switches to the Flames. Blocked by Grandstra. Back into the College of St. Mary's zone, though. And it's a kill on the right-hand side for Babich.
six straight points for the Flames in this third set, and they just seem to be rolling. Nothing seems to be able to stop them tonight.
You can hear the crowd, but that's not the Dort fans. There's a pretty good group of College St. Mary fans here, and otherwise the DeWitt is pretty silent most of the time, as now another shot finds its way in for College of St. Mary, and 18-8 is the score.
Well, there's wildfire raging here in the DeWitt, and unfortunately, it's not anything the defenders did. The Flames of College of St. Mary continue to roll and really to set this game ablaze.
Now it's to the right side. It's a kill for Granstra, so it at least stops the streak that College of St. Mary had. But Dort needs to get some points in a row now, or else they're going to run out of time. 18-9, the defenders trail. Granstra to serve. Makes its way over the net. Handled by Young. Now played over to the left side for Aisha Jansen. That one tipped up by Summer Jansen to keep it alive. And then a poor set nearly led to an attack for the Flames, but instead Haley Moss gets a winner. That's not the way you draw it up, but Dort will take anything at this point. Timeout called by College of St. Mary. Couple of points. Dort needs to rally quickly in this one. They trail 10-18.
Dort.
We're back in set number three. 18-10, Dort trails, and they lost the first two sets, so a lot of work in front of the defenders. The number one seed in the GPAC coming into today's tournament in the GPAC quarterfinals.
Well, if you're watching this game and you didn't know the teams going in, you wouldn't be able to tell which one's a top 10 ranked in the nation.
Aisha Jansen with the kill there, or excuse me, an attempt, but blocked easily by Dort. Another chance now for the left-hand side, though, and Mallory Babich gets the kill that time as she split the block between Horstman and Moss.
And the countdown for the Flames is on, down to 6 points from a 3-0 sweat.
I was going to say, they'll soon be there. Bailey Goff to deserve. Handled by Granstra. Now Jansen will set it over towards Moss, who will play it over backwards. Another chance, though, for the attack, and that one blocked by Keel. Handled now by Babich, and they'll play it over with Young. Dug up by Granstra. Gasing sets it to the right side for Moss, and that one into the net, and she ran into the net as well, and that's another error. Another mistake on Dort College's end, giving points to the Flames, and now Dort needs 15 points before the Flames can get 5. 20-10, our score. Dug up by Granstra. I knew I'd make that mistake. Over to the left side. Horstman with the attempt, but dug up again. Now it's over to the left side for Horstman again. Tried to tip it over. Blocked, though. Finds its way towards Keel in the center. She tries to play it forward. Dug up again, though, by Indra. Now a shot from the left side, and that's another kill for Mallory Babich as they were able to beat in that far left corner, and Dort's out of timeouts, too. But even the timeouts, when they've used them, haven't helped them much.
You just don't know what to say. 21-10, and College of St. Mary looks incredible tonight, and they continue to roll.
That one dug up over to the right side now, and Elizabeth Keel gets the kill for Dort College, 21-11, but there's a lot of work left to do.
There's a mound to climb in this set alone before they can move forward with the rest of the match. 21-11 our score here in the third set.
Abby Paloma serves for Dort. Handled by Young, played over to the left side for Aisha Jansen. Dug up, though, by Paloma. Now it's set to the left side for Altman. Blocked again, though. Now a shot from the center. Dug up by Granstra. Now to the center for Keel. That one, though, blocked again. Over to the right side now. It's a shot from Moss, and that one is dug up. And they thought they had double contact there, and now it has been called. So unable to handle that one, there was Aisha Jansen, and it's a single-digit deficit for Dort, but still, as you said, a huge mountain to climb. Another serve for Paloma. Young plays it over to the right side, and that's a kill for Alexis Anderson. Anderson and Kramer have really been menaces to Dort all match long, and now the Flames only need 3 more, and they'll be out of Sioux Center with the sweep.
It's just remarkable. We're out of ways to describe it. Incredible what the Flames are doing here tonight.
To the left side, Emma Altna, and that one hit the tower up on top of the net, hit the antenna, and it's out wide left, and now 23-12.
Well, and that's part of the explanation for why tonight is going the way it has.
That serve handled by Moss, played over the top by Keel. Now it's played over again by the Flames. Blocked, though, by Elizabeth Keel this time, and she's able to get the winner for Dort. Dort needs to get a large amount of points in a row here before they left set point to match point to come for the Flames. Joe Scouten to serve. It's handled in the center by Young, played to the right, inside blocked by Altma. And it landed. They say it wasn't actually blocked. It went into the net, so four hits called. And it'll be another serve coming for Dort.
And each point is oh so crucial for the defenders.
Another serve from Scouten. Young sets it in the center to the left side this time. That one handled by Granstra, not easily, but it's enough. And now she attacks from the back row. Dug up. Babich now plays it forward. It's dug up by a couple of players, and Alton is forced to play it over the top. But Dort's able to keep it alive, and now it's a winner at the net for Elizabeth Keel. Dort with a couple of points in a row here, and you can sense the DeWitt trying to rally this team. Timeout called by College of St. Mary. 23-15. The Flames still lead this crucial set. We'll be back in 30 seconds. We're back now in set number three, and Dort with a lot of work to do. Down 23-15. Only two more points, and it's a sweep for the 8 seed, College of St. Mary. Serve over the top by Scouten. Now it's over to the right-hand side. That shot is a kill for Alexis Anderson, and it's going to be 10 match points potentially in a row for College of St. Mary. And you're not too optimistic about your chances here if you're Dort. But here's the first one. Aisha Jansen to serve for the Flames. Serve handled by Summer Jansen, set up by Gasing to the left side. And now Emma Altna gets the kill on the left-hand side for Dort. And now is when the rally has to begin. You have no other choice. The game's over if one more point goes to College of St. Mary. Back to serve. It's Aubrey Drake for Dort. Drake serve over the net. Now Young plays it over to the right-hand side. And that shot dug up by Scouten. Played to the center now for Granstra. Granstra played it short, but dug up by Gofta. And now it's back over to Dort's side again. Gasing sets it to the left side for Altna. Altna's shot, though, dug up by Babich. Now a tough one for Altna, and it's a kill on the right-hand side for Elaine Kramer. And 25-16, the Flames take this one, and they sweep the number one seed Dort College defenders in the GPAC quarterfinals 3-0.
Yeah, there's a saying, the better team won, and tonight...
The better
tonight,
team won.
Tonight... College of St. Mary was the better team. They play better. Maybe overall they're not the better team, but tonight they were, and they proved it. They made the least amount of errors. They took advantage of the opportunities they had. The balls that they dug, some of their spikes were incredible, and they played fantastically tonight. And obviously the defenders, you're going to be disappointed, but it's just one of those games similar to the Hastings one where the other team just had it all working for them tonight, and you're going to have to move on a lot of work for it because you will be going to Nationals. You're just going to have to wait a while before then.
A stunner here at DeWitt Gymnasium. We'll be back in a couple minutes to try to wrap this surprisingly quick game up with Dort on the losing end. We're back here at DeWitt Gymnasium, and I guess we're just stunned. Joined by Christian Zauser, I'm Derek DeVries. We'll have a brief interview with Coach Shan Hansen coming pretty soon, but try to break down what was a surprising result. Dort loses 3-0 to College of St. Mary on this Saturday night in the GPAC quarterfinals to end their tournament play in the GPAC. There's still Nationals remaining, of course, which we'll get to in a bit, but just trying to handle this. We knew Dort had to show up, certainly, but I never would have seen this coming, a sweep at the DeWitt Gymnasium to the number 8 seed. That was why that game against Northwestern was so big. Dort would be number one. They'd have home court all the way through the tournament if they won. They wouldn't have to face Concordia in the first round. They'd get someone a little bit easier, at least, like Doan or College of St. Mary. And yet, Dort looked like a team on their heels the entire night, and they lost the last set by 9 points.
We were shocked when they got swept at home by Hastings, and Hastings was a ranked team. So you can imagine really just the surprise and the stunned looks around the DeWitt that College of St. Mary, the Flames, came into the DeWitt. They came in, they took care of business, they knew they had to win to keep the season moving along, and they did just that.
That is exactly what happened, and we'll get to Coach Chad Hansen in a moment here as he's about ready to talk with us and try to get ready to see what his thoughts are on what Dort needs to do here now, as there's going to be a break until we get to national play, and so just about ready to get things going. So We're joined now by Coach Hansen here, and I guess we'll try to get settled here and work this out on this Saturday night. And I guess, Coach, first of all, specifically, let's look at this game. I guess, first of all, those first couple of sets, you're close each time, and you force them to have multiple set points but never able to really get one yourself. And I guess, what went wrong, first of all, in those first couple of sets before we get to the final one?
The first couple sets, I think we just played casual is kind of a term I would think of. We played casual or relaxed, and it looked complacent, if I can use that word. But the truth of it is we needed to produce more. We needed to execute better. We just did not do that from all different areas, and they just kept building confidence in all of their skills and execution, blocking, everything St. Mary was doing was great, and nothing we were doing was great. And that's a frustrating statement to make right now at this point in the season, and with this with this very, very important match. But here we are.
I was going to say, one of the concerns is when you have a huge match like on Wednesday night against Northwestern to win the GPAC, there's the worry of a bit of an emotional letdown and a letdown in your next game. And I guess just kind of wondering if that's maybe partially what happened here tonight. Obviously, you can only do so much to try to prepare for that, and maybe that's the generic cliche answer, but it seemed like something wasn't quite there from a team that had four losses coming into tonight.
Yeah, that's very true, Derek. I think the emotional high and low is what I just briefly mentioned in the locker room, and for us to normalize that, we had some physical and emotional recovery from the Wednesday night excitement, and so we did protect ourselves in how much we got after it, because we need to be physically strong and healthy through this postseason. However, to come out and to be just a little bit soft from the service line, or to watch a ball hit the floor instead of diving after it and keeping it alive and aggressive, to continue snapping our attack down into their block, those are not emotional things, in a sense of it does take an important spirit to just compete and to really put your all forward and compete as hard as you can. And it's tough to say that we definitely did not do that tonight.
I guess the next question is, where do we go from here? Obviously, we'll find out with Nationals. It's fair to say Dort's made Nationals, I would say, probably, considering
yes.
We won the GPAC in the regular season. But we'll find out whether it's going to be a first-round game or pool play, which is a possibility. But even if it is a first-round game, you don't know if that's here or at another school. And it's 2 weeks from today, so what do you do now for the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's what I talked to the team about. I'm gonna give this a day to recoup, a Lord's Day off tomorrow, and it'll be important for all of us, not to curl up. What we talked about was we need to rally together and stay stronger together through this very difficult experience. But we have to. We on Monday, I'll let the team know what our plans are for this next week, and how we proceed from there. I think you're right. I think from this, we might have an opening round game, and that if that is the case, then that would be 2 weeks from today. I would think that would be likely. The tournament champion is the only one that gets the automatic bid to Nationals. So from here, this next week is a radical shift in our calendar and what we were planning to do, but we'll make adjustments, we'll grow from this, and there's still plenty for us to accomplish this season.
I was going to say, it's been a crazy season. Beat number one, number two in the country, and then we have a game like tonight.
Yeah, so. And to win the regular season championship, our congratulations, I heard earlier today, our women's cross-country team won the GPAC championship. So there's neat things going on. This is sport, and, we are called to, as Christians, we're called to perform our best to the glory of God. We are disappointed that we did not perform our best tonight. And it's not a matter of the W or the loss, but performing our best is what we're called to do, and we need to come out and execute better. So we'll take this next week, figure out how many times we need to be on the court to stay healthy, stay fresh with our skills, and then really I think we'll have a better idea of what the opening round picture looks like after this next Saturday.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach. There's still serious potential for this to be a historic season. So keep your head up, and yeah. I guess see how Nationals goes then. And of course, it does help that if we make pool play, it's not in California. It's in Sioux City. So should have a chance to have a pretty good crowd.
And our fans did a great job tonight. They kept us in. They kept us hungry. They helped us get some extra points there at the end of sets one and two. We're very, very grateful for all that they've invested into us. And we want to perform, not only for the glory of God, but so that others are enjoying what we're doing out there on the court. And the fans, I could feel the intensity of them saying, "You guys are good. Play to your ability." And they were cheering us on. And it was a neat environment, though the outcome was definitely not what we wanted.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach. That's all we got for tonight.
Thanks so much for broadcasting, guys. We're grateful, too. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Coach. That's Coach Chad Hansen wrapping up this one. Dort loses 3-0 to College of St. Mary. Statistics-wise, for College of St. Mary, they were led offensively by Elaine Kramer. 15 kills for her, 12 kills for Mallory Babich, and 10 kills for Alexis Anderson. The assists, 39 from Cassidy Ong, which in three sets, that's pretty good. And 22 digs by Bailey Gofta. She'll be fine with that performance also. For Dort College, only two players in double figures in kills. Brooke Granstra with 12. Emma Altena with 11. And 21 digs for Summer Jansen, 18 for Brooke Granstra. But as Coach Chad Hansen said, just not a performance that Dort knows they're capable of something better than that. And they didn't quite meet those expectations tonight.
Well, we've seen that potential play out over the course of the season in some of those big weeks, like number one and number two, and that big win against Northwestern. And that's what maybe makes this loss a little more painful than what you're used to. I mean, at some point, a team is going to slip up. You have your mistakes. You just hope it's not this late in the season. And when we've seen how good you can get, and when you get that high on the mountain, there's a long way to fall down. And I think the defenders fell a little ways tonight, and they're still. They still have the chance for a historic season. You mentioned, I mean, we don't know where in Nationals they're going to go, but there's a 99.99 repeating chance that they're going to be in Nationals, and they deserve it. But the question is, which team's going to show up? And that's what's going to be key for Coach Hansen and for the players. How do they get that team that beat the number one and number two team in the country in that same week? How do they get them to show up on a match? Because from now on, there's a potential that each game could decide your season.
Because that was you saw. That's a team that can beat anyone in the country, as they did when they beat the top two teams. So, I guess to wrap things up, our next broadcast of Dort Volleyball on KDCR, we can't tell you specifically when it's going to be. It's either going to be on November 21, 2 weeks from tonight, which would mean Dort did not make it to pool play. They were drawn instead to have a first-round match, which could be here at the DeWitt, or it could be at the other school if that happens. That would be on November 21. If somehow Dort, they only have 5 losses on the year, but this is a pretty bad-looking loss to a team that's 13-16. But otherwise, Dort could get chosen into pool play, which would mean they wouldn't have a game till December 1st at Nationals in Sioux City.
Well, and the tough part about this decision is Dort has a ton of great wins on the schedule, but a loss at Jamestown or a loss here against a 13-16 side, that when you're kind of seeding teams and deciding where they should be in the tournament for committees, that really influences where they're chosen, and that could have a big impact on whether the defenders make it into pool play or if they have to host an opening round game or even go on the road for an opening round game. I mean, we knew going in, had they won today, they had avoided the bad loss and that from now on you'd only be playing ranked teams and you'd probably make it into pool play. And so now it's just up in the air, the fate of this team, where they're going to be going, when they're going to play next. And so we're going to have to wait and see what news comes out of it.
And we won't know for at least a week. The GPEC Tournament Championship will be next Saturday. The other GPEC quarterfinal results are in. Number 2, Midland beats number 7, Doan, 3-0. Number 3, Hastings beats number 6, Briarcliff, 3-0. And number 4, Concordia beats number 5, Northwestern, 3-1. So the matchups will be number 2 Midland hosting number 3 Hastings, and on the other side, number 4 Concordia hosting number 8 College of St. Mary next week.
Well, and that's a crazy thing about the GPAC this season. I mean, when's the last time Northwestern and Dort both lost in the GPAC quarterfinals of a volleyball tournament? I mean, it has to be a while. Northwestern and Dort have been predominantly good, and that's just how tough the GPAC has been this season. Even a 13-16 team like College of St. Mary, you can't afford to just take a game off. You can't relax because they're going to be coming with everything they have. Their season was on the line, and they played like it tonight, and they deserved to win, and they did.
As I said to Coach Chad Hansen, it's a devastating loss, but this still has the potential to be an amazing season, and we'll see what Dort can do at Nationals, as that's what remains. That's all we have for tonight. You have nothing more?
No, just thanks for tuning in. We're sorry about some of the technical difficulties early on, and it's a shame we didn't get to go a little longer once we figured out some of those problems. But
and once we were down 2 sets tonight, it's a shame the game didn't go any longer than it did either. For Christian Zoster, I'm Derek DeVries. That's all on this Saturday night from DeWitt Gymnasium for Dort Volleyball. Stay tuned, because there's going to be a game in either 2 or 3.5 weeks for their next game. But that winds up tonight's coverage. Final score, Dort loses 3 sets to none to College of St. Mary in the GPAC quarterfinals. Good night for now.